region of Western Europe. Tom said no one ever bothered to correct the mistake, and so the name Gaulfest simply became permanent. He and Jimmy hope the event itself becomes permanent, too. This is Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
One of Europe's few remaining shortwave broadcasters is not going QRT quietly. Austria's ORS shortwave radio station in Musbrunn is poised to go off the air on the 31st of December, as Newsline reported in October. But before it does, it will have its final 100 kW marathon on 6070 kHz on the 26th of December. The marathon on the AM station will begin with radio DARC programming at 0900 UTC and continue through other programs until Radio Power Mobile concludes at 1459 UTC. Meanwhile, Radio DARC has announced that starting Sunday, January 5th, its broadcasts will continue to be carried on shortwave thanks to an agreement signed with the station in the BBC broadcast complex in Wooferton, England. Listeners across Europe and the Middle East will be able to hear the programming on 9670 kHz. The high-gain antenna system at the complex is expected to give the 125 kW transmission an effective radiated power of nearly 4 megawatts. Meanwhile, the radio amateur-owned and run Channel 292 10 kW transmitter near Ingolstadt in Germany will continue to use the 6070 kHz frequency for more local reception of Radio DARC's program. The ORS station was formerly the Radio Austria International broadcast station and is well known for having had Europe's largest directional antenna system for shortwave broadcasts. A group of hams from eastern Pennsylvania boarded a special train to join Santa in collecting toys for the needy during a nearly five-mile ride through Amish and Mennonite farm country. At the same time, they operated a special event station to promote their charitable mission. Amateur Radio Newsline's Mark Abramovich, NT3V, has the story.
Members of the Albertus Amateur Radio Club and East Penn Amateur Radio Club joined forces to organize the Operation Toy Train event in northeastern Berks County, PA, in cooperation with the U.S. Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program on Sunday, November 24th, the last Sunday of November. The team, led by Nicholas Hofke, KC3SGN, and Walt Skavinsky, KB3SBC, activated W3A aboard a Conrail caboose pulled by a train operating along the Allentown and Auburn Railroad. The duo set up a homemade inverted L antenna stretched over.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.